Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, wait, no. Wait, cut that crap. No. If we're going to start this show with some music, we are going to start it with what I want to start it with. Let's see. We're going to start this off show up right. I don't give a fuck. So shut up and wait.
Put your hands all over. Put your hands on your knees. Put your hands all over. Put your hands on your knees. I can't seem to find the pretty little place I left behind. Wanted out on the open road, looking for a better place to go. Gave her a place to stay, she got up and ran away. Now I've had enough, the pretty little place that's on the earth. Show her bottle of me, please talk to me, tell me everything. It's gonna be alright. Put your hands all over me, please walk with me, walk with me. Love is a game, you're saying, baby, you put me away. Now you've lost your mind, really the girl I left behind. Now you're getting rough, but everybody knows you're not that tough. Want it out on the earth.
All right, that's enough of that. Welcome to my show, fuckers. Welcome to another edition of the Smart Slits. In case you have not ever heard of me, I'm Chris S. Fleming, a.k.a. the man, the myth, the legend. I do what I want, when I want, and how I want. And I handle business my way on this show. On this show, business is handled the real way. Not the fake way, the real way. That means if you got something to say, you're not gonna be able to hide from behind freedom of speech, and you're not gonna be able to use it on me. So, and I'll be like, oh, well, I respect your opinion. It's freedom of speech, you know. You have the right to say what you want, feel how you want. You better back your shit up, you motherfucker. I don't give a fuck if it's freedom of speech, freedom to piss in the White House's yard, whatever the fuck. I don't care. I don't care if it's freedom of speech to me is freedom of ignorance. Let's just put it like that. To me, people perceive that as the right to be a complete idiot and not have to say anything for it. In my world, on my show, you can and you will say something for it, because if you do not, you'll get hung up on. I don't give a fuck. I'll hang up on you and I'll move to the next caller. With that being said, where is my co-host tonight? I have no idea. Perhaps I will text her and see what is going on with her. Shut your mouth. I'm waiting. Shut your mouth. I'm waiting. I'm trying to get her online. Yes. Where is she at? Oh, she's online. See if I can get her grimy little attention. So, how's everybody doing? Good? Everything awesome? You doing nice? You sitting over there masturbating while I'm talking? Stop pulling dick and listen. As you all know, at this past Tuesday's SmackDown taping, the IC champion, the WWE IC champion, Wade Barrett, was injured. He has suffered a dislocated shoulder. Now, what exactly this means for him, nobody knows how this will affect him. But all we can do is hope for the best for him. I just hope that he's worked, that everything works out for him. and that hopefully he will be back in action soon. This really sucks, you know, when you, you know, we are on top and you seem, you're right in the middle of a good run, you know, with the company and something like this all of a sudden happens. So, yeah, but, trying to get this girl to call. According to what she's telling me right now, she is depressed. If she cries on, if she calls and she cries on camera, people don't. Okay, fine. She's not calling. So, it'll be a boring show tonight. Because I honestly do not feel like talking about any wrestling rumors or dirt sheets. You know why? Because I don't read that shit. That's why. I just want to sit here, and I want to sip my Boone's Farm and enjoy the rest of the night watching WWE Network or Netflix or whatever the fuck I got on this damn Roku device. So, how's everybody liking Total Divas? I'm pretty sure y'all love it. Because most of the reality stuff that everybody loves nowadays is pretty popular. So, speaking of reality, I saw a reality show star from the show Jersey Shore, which is a show that I absolutely fucking despise. And, yeah. You should already know how I reacted to that. Fucking hate reality shows. But anyway, let's just go ahead and get to the interesting shit. Money in the Bank this Sunday on pay-per-view. Two main matches. One will be for a Money in the Bank briefcase. Another one will be for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, both of which will be hanging on the line over the ring in each match. Now, I can't even remember who is featured in these matches. That's how I'm not out of touch with the business. It's just, you know, when it just comes to a point where it's like, man, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it's just, you just don't really care to try to remember shit like that. But I will go to the WWE's Facebook page, and I will go down the list of competitors. And we will see. I'm not going to give any predictions because I don't do predictions, and besides, they take too damn long. So I'm not going to tell you who I think is going to win by weeding my way through every last match. I don't give a shit, all right? So, anyway. Let's see. So WWE Payback is finally coming out on Tuesday, July 1st. How wonderful. That's just great. Okay. Should have been out a long time ago. Anyway, let's see. If anybody wants to call in or is listening right now, you can call in at the number 646-915-9644. Again, that is 646-915-9644. Shut your mouth. I don't sound like a reporter. Trying to find a page so we can go down the list of Money in the Bank people. Shit. Well, I know one does involve the IWC enemy or the IWC, how do I put this? The IWC Osama bin Laden, John Cena. So, anyway, yeah. Okay. Oh, sorry. Somebody's on here saying get ready to riot on Sunday because apparently Cena's going to win the Money in the Bank. And here's my response. They won't do shit. Anyway. Who does everybody think is going to win the Money in the Bank ladder match Sunday? I don't know. It could be Bray Wyatt. Could be Antonio Cesaro. I would say it could be Wade Barrett, but I'm afraid I've got some bad news. He's out of the match. Ha, 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 ha. In your face, either of you see. But not to Wade Barrett. I'm sorry that you got hurt, brother. We'll be all right. I just like to see the IWC cry. Okay, anyway. But I'm not even going to bother trying to find the damn picture anymore, but all I know is Money in the Bank this Sunday is indeed set to be a very energetic pay-per-view. And, of course, if you have the WWE Network, you will be able to watch it live in its entirety as it is happening. And also through some pay-per-view providers as well, if they still carry it. I don't think U-verse or anybody or... I don't know if U-verse or anybody's... I don't know who's carrying the pay-per-views now, but... if they're even still carrying the pay-per-view. But, all I know is... Okay. That, you'll be able to watch the WWE Money in the Bank pay-per-view starting at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday, June 29th, 2014, which is this Sunday, starting with the Money in the Bank kickoff show on the WWE Network, which will feature an interview with former WWE World Heavyweight Champion Daniel Bryan, who is currently out right now with an injured neck and pretty much had to be stripped of the World Heavyweight title, which is a sad, sucky thing. It sucks. I'm sorry to hear that he, I can only imagine how it feels, to work this hard and then have to have it taken away from you because of injury. Shut up, IWC. This does not mean I agree with any of you. Well, anyway, the WWE Money in the Bank pay-per-view is this Sunday on the WWE Network, and it will start at 6:30 p.m. with the WWE Money in the Bank kickoff featuring an interview with Daniel Bryan, as I just said, followed by the WWE Money in the Bank pay-per-view, which will start at 7 o'clock, and then after the WWE Money in the Bank pay-per-view will be the WWE Money in the Bank post-show. There is a post-show. So, okay, never mind. There is not going to be a post-show. According to the schedule, there will be a kickoff and there will be a pay-per-view, but there will be no post-show. Oh, well, I guess WWE's trying to save time. But anyway, I'll take this time right now to tell anybody out there who does not have the WWE Network that you really should get the WWE Network. It is a great value. It's one of the best things I've ever seen, as a wrestling fan. It's really, I really like it. I'm glad. I used to never even watch too much of WWE Superstars or NXT or Main Event before I had the WWE Network. But now that I have the WWE Network, I guess it's because, I actually have access or easier access to them, and I'm able to watch them whenever I want to. And it provides something extra for me to watch when I, don't really have anything else to watch as far as wrestling is concerned. And the best part is, if you have the WWE Network, if you have the WWE Network, you can watch it live on Tuesday as it is happening, right before the SmackDown taping goes on the air. And if you don't have the WWE Network, then you will be watching it at its regular time, in its regular place, on its regular network, on ION Television. Anyway, but I'm about to watch this week's episode. Well, okay, maybe not. I changed my mind. But, if you guys want to know what tonight's WWE Network schedule looks like, I'm going through it right now on my television, and I do watch it on a streaming device known as a Roku. But there are also other ways that you can get it. if you want, like, if you like to watch the WWE Network, there are other ways that you can watch the WWE Network. The devices include a laptop, an Android phone, an iPod, an iPhone, Apple TV, Xbox 360, PS3, PS4, Xbox One, and now, as of today, introducing Amazon Fire TV. That's right. The WWE Network is now available on Amazon Fire TV. It's the same thing as a Roku. It's a streaming device, but it is run, but this one is not put out by Roku. It is put out by Amazon. So if you have, if there are any of you out there who are Amazon Fire TV owners, then you will now be able to enjoy the WWE Network with your device. But anyway, as of right now, the schedule includes, which is on right now, Total Divas, and then up next is WWE NXT. And then you cross over into Friday, 12 o'clock a.m., midnight. WWE Superstars will be on, followed by WWE Main Event, and then WWE Raw Flashback, followed by another episode of WWE Raw Flashback, followed by ECW Hardcore TV, followed by World Class Championship Wrestling, and then followed by the Best of SmackDown, and then Raw Backstage Pass from this past week, and then another episode of Raw Flashback, and another episode of Raw Flashback, and then an episode of the Best of Raw, which those episodes include, just like Raw Flashback, you know, past episodes of Monday Night Raw. Raw Flashback includes, you know, episodes of Raw from, you know, like 1992, 1993, you know, 1994, you know, the really early years of Monday Night Raw. And then Best of Raw includes more current episodes, like episodes from 1997, 1998, you know, 2005, 2002, those episodes all the way up to now. And that will be followed by a showing of WWE Money in the Bank 2013 from last year, followed by Total Divas, followed by WWE Superstars, NXT, Main Event again, The Legends of Wrestling, WCW Clash of the Champions, which is a classic pay-per-view, Legends of Wrestling again, then a WWE Clash of the Champions, then a WCW Clash of the Champions, excuse me, Encore, then, yeah, and that's about it. So if you guys would like to see the full schedule, I'm not going to go through the full schedule right now, but if you guys would like to see the full schedule, then you can go on to WWENetwork.com right now, sign into your account on any device that you have, and you can look at the schedule for yourself, because I'm not going to name the whole fucking thing for you. All right, get off your lazy ass and go see and go find it for yourself. Yeah, yeah. Even though I'm being professional right now, I'm still me, so shut the fuck up, bitch. Anyway. But I also want to take this time to send a very, 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 very strong farewell to Miss Vicky Guerrero. It's been great seeing you on TV. Great watching you all these years. You were always a pleasure and a barrel of laughs to watch where you are. Whether I was cheering you or whether I was booing you, I always had fun watching you. So, best wishes to you. Maybe we'll see you again someday, but if this is really, you know, what you're doing, and like I said, I tell these fans all the time, you have the right to do what you feel is best for you. But all I can hope for is hopefully this is the last time we see you. But I'm sure, you know, this is what you feel is right, and I wish you all the best. Thank you for all the laughs, the cries, and just being an all-around entertaining personality on TV to watch. And, do I have a caller? No, I do not have a caller. But, anyway, I will say that, coming up in a few months, Monday Night Raw will be back here in Memphis, Tennessee. And, of course, I will be attending that show along with a few other people that might be coming, and it will be the night after WWE Night of Champions is in Nashville at Bridgestone Arena. And, no, I will not be going to Night of Champions, unfortunately, but, that doesn't mean I wish I could. I don't wish I could, but yeah, anyway. In the meantime, to kill some time, let's go to the IWC Logics page and see if there's anything to dissect as far as you dumbass motherfucking smart marks are concerned. Let's see. Honest Abe only lost once in 12 years. Does that mean he buried talent? Well, according to the IWC, he does, because Johnson... Well, since they're so lopsided and stupid, the IWC, no, he can't bury anybody, but when John Cena wins, he does bury people. Because, you know why? Because it's John Cena. You know why? So, yeah. But... I think we only have 10 minutes left, so I don't really have that much to say, so I might just go ahead and end a little early. Because, you know, this is kind of dull. You know, nobody's really calling in, and my partner is sick, so. But I will go ahead and say a few things that people may know about me. No, I do not like wrestling fans. No, I don't give a shit what you think. There are only a few handful of wrestling fans that I do talk to, and I barely even tolerate them. And you guys know who you are. So, yeah. With that being said, I will go ahead and run. Let me run over to Good Mike Works page, and I will read this funny thing that he said to you guys earlier. Well, not to you guys, that he said on Facebook earlier. Let's read this out, shall we? Fun fact, John Cena's first 4 years with the WWE, June 2002 through June 2006, he won the world title twice. In Daniel Bryan's first 4 years with the WWE, after his bullshit release, SummerSlam 2010 all the way to now, he has won the world title 4 times. Super Bryan, same old shit, hashtag perspective. I'm going to share that. Sorry, guys. I'm just reading something. But, since we don't have too much longer, I will go ahead and end right here because there really isn't that much for me to talk about. And honestly, unless we really should try to get more people on this show, because I think it will make it 10 times funner. Without more people on this show, then, you know, I don't really have that much to say. I'm not really much of a talker when it comes to certain things. I'm just a doer. Yes, that's a good thing. Maybe you guys should try it sometimes instead of running your mouths on the internet. But until then, I'm going to go ahead and get offline. And this is Chris S. Fleming on the Smarts List saying, peace out. Fuck you. Use your fucking brain. Stop being idiots. I don't like any of you. Peace. Well, maybe I like some of you, but not all of you. But you guys know who you are. Anyway, I'm out of here. Oh, and by the way, Johnson is the man. No, come try to slit my throat and see what happens. I swear I'll show that knife so far up your ass you'll be able to eat steel. Later.